You are tuned in to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today's guest is Cisco Benelli, CEO and General Manager of Native Broadcast Enterprise, which is the operating entity for radio stations serving the Navajo Nation. Thank you for being here and visiting us here at KXEI.
Good afternoon, Tina. Thank you for hosting me here on KXCI in Tucson. I want to go ahead and formally introduce myself. My name is Cisco Benelli. I am the CEO and General Manager of Native Broadcast Enterprise. Native Broadcast Enterprise consists of 5 radio stations. We are located on the Navajo Nation in St. Michael's, Arizona. And the 5 radio station is KTNN AM 660, the voice of the Navajo Nation, and then also KTNN FM 101.5. And newly added was KKNS, that's located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And KWRK is 96.1 FM. And KCAZ 99.5 FM. So those are the 5 radio stations actually under Native Broadcast Enterprise. And again, I am the CEO and General Manager of Native Broadcast Enterprise. And I came from St. Michael's, Arizona to visit KXCI radio station here in Tucson, and came out here with the governing board of Native Broadcast Enterprise. So we're here to tour the radio station and get insights with the radio station and also how the radio station here operates within the community of Tucson. And we're getting ideas from other radio stations. Again, that's the reason why we stopped by, and how we back on the Navajo Nation can actually interact with the community. Though, of course, Tucson is a city, metro area, but with the Navajo Nation, we are broad and we're in somewhat of a rural location. So one of the things is that what we want to do with our radio station, with Native Broadcast Enterprise, is to preserve the Navajo language and how to actually get the youth, the young individuals to gain and speak the Navajo language again. So that's one of the things that we're focused on, and that's the reason why we're out here. How does the radio station here at KXCI collaborate and with other radio stations, and also with the community, how you guys engage with the community? So we're just getting general ideas and how we can actually implement that with KTNN and the other 5 radio stations.
Wow, that's great. You know, thank you all for so much for coming out here, thinking of KXEI, and I'm sure that you all are going to be learning plenty with what we have going on here. I'm glad that you guys got to take a tour of the place and learn about the history also of KXEI. And then, of course, community engagement, youth engagement, 2 very important things when it comes to any radio station needing the support of their community. So it's great that you guys are coming out here to learn as much as you can. Do you have any other plans? I know you all said you're going to be here for a few days to check out other radio stations within this region.
Yes. Also, one of the things that we're looking into is, of course, as we stopped by here earlier today, we were talking, and your radio station is a medium-sized radio station. And one of the things is within our area is how we can increase in our sales in those areas, because we're a commercial radio station, and how we can improve in those areas. And one thing I like about KXCI is that you guys have volunteers, and of course it's a nonprofit radio station, and majority of its of course it's nonprofit, and you guys have volunteers, and how you guys actually work with each other, and how volunteers come in every single day. And you guys have different radio programs, but with KTNN, it's more of a country format. And also we have our own, not only the Navajo musicians, but generally from Canada, Mexico, New Zealand. We have those, some of their musics that play on our radio station. And KTNN is the mother radio station. And I believe you guys have been here for 43 years, if that's correct, 43 years. And KTN will be celebrating their 40th anniversary, February the 28th, which is going to be on a Saturday. Wow. So we're getting ready for that as well, too.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, as we are visiting, we do get some people that actually tune in the evenings from the Phoenix, Tucson area. That urban Navajos that tune in, and they would either text us, email, or call us the next day saying that they are tuning in. And of course, KTNN is we're the last AM radio station at 50,000 watts.
Wow.
So it was granted back to us back in the early 80s, 1982, when it was granted to us. And again, that was the last 50,000 watts license that was issued by FCC. So going back, if you don't mind me sharing the history of KTNN.
Yeah, sure.
So the history of KTNN came during World War II. So we still have some of the individuals that work with KTNN from when it first started, and they're still working with the company Native Broadcast Enterprise. At the time, it was called KTNN Radio Enterprise. But now we're doing business as Native Broadcast Enterprise. But we still have some of the employees that were employed the day it started up to current. They're still working with us. And the history is that during World War II, there was a ship that was going to be created, a battleship. And the government named it KTNN. Yeah. But then the war has ended using the Navajo language, the Navajo code talkers. So from there, the government was asking around, what can we do with this call letter, KTNN? So what do we do with it? And from there, it was granted to the Navajo Nation. It was granted to the Navajo Nation, but the Navajo Nation didn't know how to operate a radio station at the time. So that's how KTNN Radio Station Enterprise was created. So from there, and today it still exists. And of course, we're a 50,000 watts radio station. And when it goes directional in the evening times, when it goes directional, we can be heard as far as Anchorage, Alaska. And as I was mentioning earlier, when we came here, we get people as far as Finland that usually email us. And last year, in the month of December, before Christmas, we had an individual that came out from Finland, and also he came out and saying he was visiting the United States, and he said that he heard KTNN and all the way up into his area. So he took a tour of our building, and he was very impressed how everything was set up and how KTNN can be heard that far in the evening time going directional. So that's just a brief history of KTNN. And of course, with me, I've been with the company for 6 years before I started off as a program director with KTNN. And before program director, I was just a part-timer working there, coming in on Saturdays and Sundays and holidays, and got selected as being the program director. And from there, I've transitioned into being the CEO and general manager of the company, which I do enjoy.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's a great way, you know, sometimes folks look at this type of job as like, maybe like as far as like work experience, that it can really open other doors for you being an on-air DJ. But there's so many avenues, different things that you can go into as just starting off as an on-air DJ, an on-air announcer. But it's pretty cool that you're in the position that you're in right now. That's amazing.
So as I was saying earlier, one thing I like about here is how you guys engage with the community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I liked as well too is where you guys have interns coming in, learning about radio and actually getting the feeling of radio, being mm-hmm. A DJ, an air talent, getting the feeling of radio, talking to the people. And that's one thing that on our end that we're going to be looking into as far as back home, back on the Navajo Nation, mm-hmm. is since we're so broad and the communities are far apart, we're trying to work with the younger generation to continue to go forward with KTNM and how they can go ahead and be a part of KTNM as far as being a DJ. And those are some of the things that we're looking into. And then we're looking into internships as well, too. So where they can come in or during summer break, they can come to the station and then actually learn about radio. So those are some of the things that we're actually looking into. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the Navajo language, the younger generation, it's phasing out. Our language is phasing out. But one of the things is, how can we preserve it? How can we continue for the next generation to continue to speak their language? So that's one of our goals and our task. So to actually move forward with that. So that's where some of the ideas that we're getting from here and how we can get the younger generation involved. So that's one thing that we'll be working on this year. And we're hoping to at least start one by summertime, and what we're looking at is probably about somewhere between June and July, so where we can get the interns to actually come in and get the feeling of radio.
That's amazing that you're utilizing this technology, radio, to preserve language. I love that. And it's because it's a really broad reach as well. So that's a really great way to preserve, to speak the language, to encourage the language, and then reaching out to the community for support and the urgency of speaking what, you know, we've all spoken our native languages and keeping that alive. So that's amazing. You all are thinking of that.
Yeah, that's one of the things. And that is our mission statement with KTNN, is to preserve the Navajo language and the tradition of the Navajo people. And we're doing our best on our end, but like I've always said and I've continued to say, is teaching starts from the home. It starts from the home. It starts with the parents teaching their kids at a young age about the language and the tradition of the Navajo people. But as a radio station, we can go only so far as teaching the younger generation the Navajo language. We were talking about it, myself and the board, was that we've always heard the saying, you can lead a horse to a watering hole, but you cannot force it to drink water unless if it's thirsty. It will actually drink water. It's the same with any ordinary person. If they have that urgency, if they're willing to learn, yes, they can learn. And I always say, as long as you put your mind to it. And me growing up personally, I was raised by my paternal grandmother, and that was one of the things. And I was eager to learn. I was persistent of learning the Navajo language, and today I'm one of the fluent Navajo language speakers. So, and going to our younger generation, one thing is that we have to encourage them continue to speak that language. But again, it's really up to the younger generation if they want to continue to move forward with that. So again, that's what we're looking into, and we're hoping that we get a good turnout by this summer. Like I said, in June or July, that's what we're aiming for right now.
Yes, awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all the information, you know, that you guys are making that effort. You're not going to just let that go or die out, thinking of the future. And that's great. That's great work, you know, and you're on the ground, you're doing that. One question I do have, do you guys play Waida music, chicken scratch music, at the radio stations?
So our format is, how our format is set up is mainly country music. So we play majority of its country music back from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then also to current country. So on Fridays and Saturdays on KTNN, KTNN is known for KTNN Golden Oldies but Goodies. Cool. So we have our listeners that tune in every Friday from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. and same on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. So that's where we play. They play musics back from the 70s, the 80s, 90s. That's what it's mainly focused on those 2 days. And that's where we get the listeners. And then we play native music as well, like native artists. We play that local native artists. And then we also have people from Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, those natives out there, we play some of their music as well too. But our main format is actually country on all 5 radio stations.
Wow.
So, but that's the thing I like about here with KXCI is that there's a variety of music that you guys play.
Yeah.
We could probably change it, but it's just that since the day KTNN started, that was the format.
Yeah.
That was the format. And more than likely, we're going to continue to stay with that, that format all the way through.
Yeah. You know, I spent some time living out in Honda. And before that, I never really listened to country as much as, you know, but that's all that is up there in Northern AZ. So it grew on me, you know, and so now I listen to country just because that's all I heard when I lived up north.
Well, we do have one air talent DJ. He was the same way too. And he was more of a rock person, and he came from a rock radio station, and it took him time to actually fit into country. And now he's more into country music. And that's one of the popular shows on KWRK site, our radio station. He would do the afternoon drive, and also in the morning times too, he would do that as well too. But he's, like I said, coming from a rock radio station into country.
Yeah.
So it was a big difference for him, and apparently he has adjusted to it. But like you were saying, up in the northern Arizona, yes, it's mainly all country. It's mainly all country up there. And I've got a chance to visit the radio station out in White River. One time I've got to visit their station out there. And I've meant to stop by at a San Carlos radio station as well to just visit different Native American radio stations. So, and we've heard of here, the show that you do here. So we've heard about that too. And that's where your general manager, she was saying that we can go ahead and give you an interview and speak to our people here in the Tucson area. So it's a pleasure coming on your radio station, coming on to the radio station, and hearing this on the air. And I do appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we close out, do you have any last thoughts, any shout outs you want to give?
So yes, I'm sure we do have some urban Navajos that live in Tucson that listen to KXCI, and I just want to greet them in the Navajo language for them that will be tuning in. And I'll go ahead and greet them in our language and introduce myself again in our language to them. So yat e she sisko banali in shiedo in the chihot soto ado enhani kai native broadcast enterprise a bandil nishto in the alaj enat anin shle ado in the aden hani kai do in the kui eta hodil sel eben yedo in the godo KXCI halle biatil ondo to a hashil sago a nanishit higi to eben yakui ein de kaido in the kui dan higando da is not agi a hia to lilto and the kuchata akisigi pa he ilingo at aid on the a hia dan hiti nido lilto and a kuchin hada akisigi. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and for visiting us here at KXCI.
Thank you.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXCI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring Cisco Benelli, CEO and General Manager of Native Broadcast Enterprise. To hear more episodes, go to kxci.org.